All right, we'll go ahead and get started. I think obviously it's a huge football game for us. The Jets are playing very good football, playing well. They're a strong downhill running football team, run, you know, the power gaps, things like that, that you get your pads down and play. So it'll be a physical game up front. And defensively, they're about as strong as you can be in their front group. And so we've got a huge game up front that we need to have both sides of the football and play well and be efficient with the football. So we've got a, you know, big game with against a really good team.
Classic AFC North style deal, huh? Rex obviously has been involved in those things before.
Yes, be physical game. I'm just trying to get those guys to put the cameras down if I quit talking.
Not happening.
Take one.
Just Marvin with Gino.
How the camera talks.
With Gino, just as a rookie quarterback, how's his just looking at his development?
I think Gino has done he's done well. I think they've done a fine job of building their offensive team around him and what they're doing schematically. And with involving the dropbacks that they do, the play action, the dropbacks, the nakeds, the screens, the involvement of the both the kind of what I want to say wildcat type of stuff that they're doing with other guys. Last week, Josh Cribbs, and then to the read option. Type of thing that he's running. So there's a lot of scheme, unbalanced line, you know, so you get a lot of things. And there he's doing a good job of managing it. And when he's played well and efficiently, they're winning the football game.
Is this as big a body of work on both sides of the ball that you have to prepare for all the things you talk about, what they do offensively and then what Rex does defensively?
Well, I think I think defensively you see a lot of scheme. You know, I think offensively they work within that. But they have some variety to it, yes.
We've had a couple days now. What's been the team's, I guess, reaction with Leon going down? And
the team moved on from Leon going down on Sunday. They had no choice.
Nothing. Is that not everybody does that, though?
Well, it's unfortunately, it's the what happens in professional sports. Nothing we can do to guard against that. And you have to move on.
If Dre happens to get more opportunity to play, Kirkpatrick, he gets more opportunity to play here.
Whoever plays will be fine.
What's he done this year?
I think every opportunity that he's had, he's done a good job of playing and. You know, when he gets opportunity, he's done well with it. So, but whoever's the combination of people and the people that will play will be fine, and that's part of it. Adam's got to play and do a great job for us, and Terrence has got to continue to do a great job, and there whoever else that goes into the mix.
In his two starts, how do you think Adam did when Leon was hurt?
I can't remember when Leon was hurt, so I can't really answer that one, Joe. Or could I go back and through the fouls and see?
Will you place Leon on IR today, or are you guys still trying to assess options?
I don't think we'll place him on IR today.
How about you sustained some other injuries during the course of that game? I mean, the NFL would be cruel to go in.
I think we're going pretty good. You know, we got some guys that got, you know, as unfortunately what happens in the games on Sundays, at times we do get some guys bumped and bruised. But again, I think we're pretty fortunate to come out of it the way we did. And, you know, we'll continue to get better as the week goes on. But, we went into the game about as healthy as you could be. And Leon got injured and we got to move forward with the other people like we've done. So, we're pretty good spot. We just got to keep working. And, we've got some young guys who haven't gotten an opportunity to play a lot. And I think as we go through this latter half of the season, that opportunity, as we know, generally comes about. And, you know, that's what we continue to push on and press each and every week, that your time and your opportunity can be coming up quickly. So you got to be ready when you're called upon.
Does this even make you feel better about the last four or five drafts that you've had as an organization, this depth?
Well, I think you feel good about the guys that have been here and then they're in that room that, they're ready to go. And they've, I think to me, the other thing that's been, I think of what's impressive is the sprinkling of guys that have come from outside of here as well. And the contributions that they continually make at the point of attack and how involved and how big some of their contributions are each and every week, the pros. And what they're doing, because we've lost, unfortunately, a couple of real pros, and Robert Gathers and Leon now defensively, since the season began. So that's the tough thing, If you looked at the defensive leadership of the football team, you kind of carved out two of your aces there.
Your preliminary, at least after a game on Sunday, you weren't too optimistic about Still as the.
Yeah, Still missed some time today.
Possibly for Sunday too, or
we'll see.
It's a little drizzly out there yesterday.
It's a little drizzly, no doubt. It's cold and drizzly too.
No golf.
Not golf weather today.
You've been with Rex for seems like he has been butted heads on several occasions. Coached with him. Does his personality kind of dwarf that he's a hell of a coach?
Yeah, Rex is a great coach, and I had kind of known Rex from afar before we worked together, and had spoke to him on the phone even at times about position, and I think he's a great coach, and obviously I got a chance to coach with him, and so I realized how good a coach he is and man and person. So he's been very successful up there in New York, and they fight for the same thing we are. He's a big guy and not quite as but he's one of them. As big as he was, but he's one of them, and he's just, he gets them going. He does, and that's what you love about him. And he was that way as the position coach. He was that way as the coordinator, and now he's been that way as the head coach. And he's got special skills for that. And, I think every coaching staff, you need guys like that, that have that kind of ability. And he's been able to do it at all the different levels. And that's been great.
As well as you know him, is it still over here, he'll do anything? It's like maybe you never really know him when it comes to schematics and stuff, or is that not true?
I don't understand what do anything is. That do anything, he'll do anything, comes from the uneducated more than anything. You know what I mean? He's very sound defensively. They have the sound concepts, sound principles. Now, occasionally I think people make error, and maybe it looks like, but a guy's making error. But you can see what they're trying to do, and there is rhyme and reason to it. And that way, and so he understands offensively what you're trying to get done, and he's trying to attack that. So I think there's to say he'll do anything is not that's not a fair statement. He's not an unsound football coach. He's
well,
a very
sound,
sound football coach.
Give you a bunch of different looks, right?
Well, like, there's nothing wrong with that. There's no. Well, you just said that he'll do anything, and that's not anything. He'll be sound, and he'll have guys will be in different looks. And because they know what they're doing, you have an inability to be flexible like that. If you can continually have the same guys doing the same things, now you have some flexibility and movement.
Is that flexibility shown the last couple of years just with his change in coordinators?
Well, I think it's I think that's why he's back, more involved with the defense. Dennis is the coordinator now. Dennis has been with him for a while. They were together in Baltimore, so he understands what Rex is trying to get done, and I think that's important. But he's back involved, kind of calling the defense, and I'm sure at some point he'll turn the reins back over to Dennis. But right now he's calling the defense.
Able to do defensively. How important is he to what you guys are able to do defensively?
Well, Vontaze is proven that he's been a great, linebacker with skills to do everything you want a linebacker to be able to do. Play well in the running game, play with his pads down and play in the running game to make good, sound, open field tackles, to do good things in the passing game, to understand the passing lanes. Understands the offensive football team. So as a young player, he has great intellect that way to understand the offensive plan and what they're trying to do based on formation, personnel, and so forth. So he's everything you want that way. Did a good job. Did a good job.
How much of a challenge is Wilkerson?
Well, he's a big, explosive, physical man. And so, you know, I think anytime, you know, you got to play with pads down and go. And they're going to have some vertical games where they're going to get up in the field and go. And we got to be up to the challenge of it.
Geno Smith a great threat, too, because with the way he throws and it also can run the ball?
Well, Geno's a threat running the ball, but I mean, he's not looking necessarily to run the football very often. But yes, he's scrambled and ran for some first down. I think he's carried the ball 28 times this season already, with only about 7 of them being really designed runs. Those are things that, you know, so he's extended some plays. He's been sacked 25 times, though, so he's been put on the ground a few times. And so that's part of it, too. So. Well, they have a whole new offensive scheme with coordinator and everything, so it's different than what they were before.
You called defenses as a defensive coordinator and head coach. How hard is it to do both, like Rex calling a man being a head coach?
Well, I think the hard part comes from adjustments, and as I said before, adjustments and things like that. The fact that if you can't turn your back and basically correct and adjust the defense. Because you've got a lot of your decisions, your field position decisions, come when the offense has the football, and the things that way. So, he's got to turn that over to the reins of his coaches, I'm sure, to do that. In order to do that, yeah. So he's got to have some kind of mechanism in place to do that.